This is Earth and Sky, Saturday, March 13th, with a story about Jupiter and the asteroids.
In the 18th century, the spacing of the known planets suggested that another planet might lie between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. In 1801, an object was discovered in this region of space, but it was so small that it appeared only as a point of light through telescopes.
Soon more objects were found in this region, like shining stars seen through telescopes, but located in our own solar system. And so they were called asteroids, meaning star-like. At the start of 2004, more than 70,000 asteroids had been certified as orbiting between Mars and Jupiter. This region is now called the Asteroid Belt, and more asteroids are being found every year.
Astronomers think our solar system originated 4.5 billion years ago, born from a huge cloud of gas and dust. They picture billions of bits of solid material condensing out of this cloud. When enough of the bits stuck together, they formed planets. In one current model of asteroid belt formation, objects as massive as our moon or even Mars might have grown there.
If so, they were later expelled by the powerful gravity of neighboring Jupiter. Now even the largest known asteroid, Ceres, is much smaller than Earth's moon. For today, that's our show. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.